We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Rabtav Daf Vav Amad Aleph. The Gemara had quoted a brisa earlier in the page, which discussed the prohibition of Baal Te'acher. And the brisa had analyzed the pasuk, Motza Sefatecha Tishmo Ve'asita Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nedava Asher Dibarta Beficha. And the brisa had derived from each word a different halacha with regards to Baal Te'acher. The end of the brisa had said, the last word of the pasuk is that the vow that you took with your mouth, Beficha Zutzdaka. The word Beficha teaches me that the prohibition of delaying my vows applies to tzedakah as well. That's what the brisa said. And now we're holding 8 lines from the bottom, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara analyzes this. Beficha zot tzedakah. When the Torah says that you emanated with your mouth, that's to include charity, that one took responsibility for giving. That there too, there's a prohibition, do not delay. Amar Rava. So now Rava tells us, but when it comes to tzedakah, if a person took responsibility, he said, I'm going to give the poor $10. And he delays, he transgresses right away. We saw with regard to sacrifices, there's a grace period. Not with regard to charity. My time, why so? Because there are poor all around. A sacrifice, you could say, I had to get up to the temple, I had to get the animal, I had to bring it to the temple. Charity? What's stopping you? You have poor all around you, give it to them. Pshita, the Gemara says, that's obvious. I might think, being that the prohibition of Baal Te'acher with regard to tzedakah is really written in a pasuk that's speaking about sacrifices, I would think that the halacha says, "Adavar alei gimel regalim kekorbanot," that he has the same grace period that until 3 holidays pass, he does not transgress. That's not considered delaying, just as is the case with regard to sacrifices. Kamash malan. That's what Rava had to teach me, that tzedakah has to be given right away. You don't have that grace period. Hatamu detalinu achmanam belgalim. Only there, with regard to sacrifices, does the Torah make Baal Te'acher contingent upon the holidays. Aval hacha lo deashchiche aniim. But here not, because there are poor that are constantly present. Yes. A good question. You see, there's a little Zion there next to what Rava says. Said Zion corresponds to Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. So your homework is to give us an answer tomorrow. Okay. Amar Rava, boy, that'll make you think twice before asking a question. Amar Rava, Kiman Shavar Alav Regel Echad Ober Basay. Once, even though we know that one is not over on the lav until 3 regalim pass, according to one opinion, but the asay, the biblical commandment, bring the sacrifice already, that a person is in transgression of once one holiday passes. Meitive, the Gemara questions that. Heid Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayis. We have the following testimony from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayis. Al Vlad Shlamim Sheikrav Shlamim. That if a person set aside an animal that was pregnant, or the animal became pregnant after he set it aside for Shlamim sacrifice, and then it gave birth, so then the baby animal must also be brought as a Shlamim sacrifice. This was their testimony. Amar Rabbi Papayis. Rabbi Papayis said, Ani me'id, I testify. Shaitalanu, I remember we had Parashat Zivchei Shlamim, a cow that was set aside to be sacrificed as a Shlamim sacrifice. Ve'achalnu ha'bepesach, and we ate this animal on Pesach. Ve'achalnu v'lada Shlamim bechag, and we ate the baby as a Shlamim sacrifice on Sukkot. I understand why they didn't bring that animal, the baby, on Pesach. Maybe the Mechusal Zman have it. Maybe it was just born just before Pesach. And an animal is not allowed to be brought as a sacrifice before it's lived 7 days, only from the 8th day onward. Ela v'lada ba'atzeret. But why didn't they bring the baby on Shavuos? Hey, Chimashila, how did they delay? V'avri alei ba'asei. According to what Rava just told me, in waiting from Pesach to Sukkot, they passed the first regal, they passed Shavuos, and they transgressed the Asay. Rava just said that the first holiday, one transgresses an Asay. The Lav, you have 2-3 holidays for, but not the Asay. So why did they wait? Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Rav Zvid quoted in the name of Rava. Kigon. We turn the page to Amid Beis. Shayach Ole Batzeret. We're speaking about a case where the baby was sick on Shavuos. The Mishnah says in Bechoros that you're not allowed to bring a sick animal as a sacrifice. They ate it as a shlamim sacrifice on Pesach, not a korban Pesach.
Two sacrifices, another sacrifice.
On every Pesach they brought two. They brought a korban Pesach and a shlamim always. Shalmei chagiga. So that's the answer Rava gave. Ravashi amar, mai v'achalnu v'lada shlamim b'chag diktani, chag ha-shavuot. Ravashi says, no, when they say chag, they mean Shavuos. V'idach, why doesn't Rava give that answer? Because he says, kol echad ditani Pesach, tani atzeret. When people want to say Shavuos, and it's juxtaposed with Pesach, they always call it atzeres. People don't say Pesach and chag. If they say Pesach and chag, they mean Sukkot. So that's why Rava didn't like that answer of Ravashi's. Amar Rava, Rava taught us another thing. Kivan she'avru alav gimel regalim, once the three holidays pass, after one has taken the vow to give this donation, v'chol yom v'yom over b'val t'acher. He's in transgression every single day that passes. It's not just one lav. No, every day is a new lav. Native, so the Gemara questions, we have the following quote. Echad b'chol. V'echad כל הקודשים, כיוון שעברו עליהם שנה בלא רגלים, רגלים בלא שנה, עובר בבעל תאחר. Be it a bechor or any other kodshim, once a year passes, even if not all the regalim passed, or the regalim passed, even if a whole year did not pass, he transgresses בעל תאחר. So, that seems to say, transgresses once. Now, the Braisa seems to be trying to show me how weighty Baal Ta'achar is. You know, if the three holidays pass, even if a whole year didn't pass, you transgressed. The Braisa should say, every day you transgress. Didn't say it. Now, I might Yufta, this is going to be a knockout punch. Amar Rav Kahana, Mandi Kamotiv Shapir Kamotiv. Rav Kahana says, well, whoever asked the question, he asked a good question. Mechdi Tana Alavei Kamadel. Let's analyze this. The Tana was trying to show how he transgresses, how weighty this is. Litni b'chol yom v'yom over b'val t'acher. So he should have said, every day that passes, he transgresses. V'idach, another one will respond. Tana l'mikvei b'lav kamadel. The Tana simply wanted to show us when you start transgressing. He wasn't trying to convince you, look at how many lavim you transgress. So that's why he didn't bother mentioning that every day that passes is another lav. Okay, but once we quoted this, we're going to harp on this. Gufan, we said the following braisa. Echad becho, ואחד כל הקודשים, כיוון שעברו עליהם שנה בלא רגלים, רגלים בלא שנה, עובר בבעל תאחר. One transgresses בעל תאחר, if the year passes without the regalim, the regalim without the year. בישתמה רגלים בלא שנה, משכחת לה. I understand how one can pass all three holidays, and the year isn't up. Yeah, you could do that in 6 months. He takes the vow just before Sukkot. Sukkot, Pesach Shavuos, 7.5 months pass, he transgressed. He did Baal Ta'achar and the year hasn't passed. Only the three holidays passed. Ela shana b'lo regalim, hech hi mishkachet la. But how do you ever have a year passing without three holidays in it? Hani chaleman de kesidran, if you say that the three holidays have to pass in consecutive order, starting with Pesach, mishkachet la, then I understand. The guy takes a vow before Sukkot, when next year Sukkot comes up, so a whole year passed, but he didn't pass Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot in that order. So I understand. Ela leman de lekesidran echim ishkachit la. But if I say that you don't have to have the three holidays in consecutive order, so how could you have a year without all the holidays? According to Rabbi, it could work if it's a leap year. Titania, shanat mima, when the Torah says a complete year has to pass before that house in a walled city, the sale goes into effect completely and it's irreversible. So it says shanat mima, a whole year has to pass. Rabbi Omer, Moneh Gimel Maot V'Shishim Yom Kimnian Mimot Chaman. Rabbi says, what's a whole year? 365 days, like a solar year. So then, according to Rabbi, the whole year doesn't include the leap year, the extra month. It's 365 days. V'Chachamim Umrim Moneh Yud Bet Chodesh Miyom Liyom Im Nitabra Shana Nitabra Lo. Chachamim say no. You count back till that day of that month. And if it became a leap year, so it's a leap year. Mishkachla l'Rebbe, da'ak d'Shabbat d'Chag HaMatzot. According to Rebbe, the guy could have designated the animal the morning after Pesach. D'chimat ha'shili adar batra shana malia, that when the end of the second Adar comes, so it's been a full year. It's been 365 days. But regalim lo malu. But he hasn't yet been through all three holidays. Because Pesach, he took the vow just after Pesach. And the year is up just before Pesach, because it was a leap year. El al Rabbanan echim ishkach et la. But according to Chachamim, how does this work? Answers the Gemara. Kedetani Rav Shmaya. Like Rav Shmaya taught. Atzeret pa'amim hei, pa'amim vav, pa'amim zayin. Shavuos is 49 days after Pesach. Pesach begins on the 15th of Nisan. And then the question is, will Nisan have 30 days? Will Iyar have 30 days? So both Nisan and Iyar can have 29 days. And then Shavuos would fall out on the 7th. Both Pesach and Iyar could have 30 days. And then Shavuos would fall out on the 5th. One of them could have 30 days and then Shavuos would fall out on the 6th. So Rabbi Shmaya holds that any one of these can happen. And so Shavuos can sometimes fall out on the 5th, on the 6th, on the 7th. So let's say Shavuos fell out on the... Let's see.
How can the Iyar and Nisan have different number of days? Oh, back then they used to do Adim.
Even without Adim, that's what Rav Shmaya is saying. That in our calendar, Shavuos can sometimes fall out on the 5th, 6th, or 7th. Every month can be either 29 or 30 days, right? This is what he held, how you could set up the calendar. Okay, so now, Haketzan, how does this work? Shnein Milein, if both Nisan and Iyar have 30 days, Chamisha, then Shavuos will fall out on the 5th of Sivan. Shneim Chasarin, if both of them have 29 days, Shiva, then Shavuos falls out on the 7th. Chad Maleh v'chad Chaser, Shisha, one's full, one's 30, one's 29, then it falls out on the 6th. Now, if Shavuos falls out on the 5th of Nisan, and he comes on the 6th, and he designates the animal, a year later on the 6th, it hasn't yet passed Shavuos, and if that year Shavuos is on the 7th, so a whole year passed, but three holidays did not. Umantana de paligaled Rabbi Shmaya. Who disagrees with Rabbi Shmaya? Acherimi. That's Acherim. De Tanya. Acherim umrim. En ben atzeret la atzeret. En ben rosh hashanah la rosh hashanah. El adalid yamim bilvad. You want to know the difference between one Rosh Hashanah and the other? 4 days alone. Vimaita shana mu'ubert chamisha. And if it's a leap year, then 5. Why? Because Acherim hold throughout the year. You have 1 month 30, 1 month 29. It's always that way. You'll never have 2 months in a row 30, never 2 months in a row 29. Every month is either 30 or 29. And that way, the year is a correct lunar year, 354 days. And so, if the whole year is 354 days, so you figure 350 is 80 weeks, right? Another 4 days. So the difference between 1 year and the next year is 4 days. That's the difference. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a... 354. So you figure 350 of those days, Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos this year. 350 days later is going to be Shabbos again. Add 4 days. So that means next year's Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Wednesday. And if it's a leap year, then you're going to have 5 days difference between 1 year and another. Yes, because he holds that the leap month, Adar Beis, is always 29 days. Yes? That's how he holds. So that's a Cherem who disagree with Rabbi Shmaya. Where does it say what? Rashi doesn't say it in the Gemara. By Rabbi Zera, new question Rabbi Zera asked. Yoresh mau bevalte acher. A person who inherited an animal. His father took a vow, this animal will be brought as an ola. He inherited the animal. Now does he have the obligation of bringing it on time? Can he transgress balte acher? The Torah says, Kitidon neda, when you take a vow, amarachmana. That's when the Torah says, when you take a vow, you have an obligation to bring it on time. Ve'alo neder. He never took a vow. His father took the vow. So then maybe he doesn't have the prohibition. Odilma, or maybe the Torah says, with regards to the obligation of bringing your vows on time, it says, Uvata shama, you will come to the temple, Vaveitem shama, and you will bring over there the sacrifices you promised to bring. Vamechayev, and he is obligated to go up to the temple to come over there. Uvata shama, he does have to come over there. So then maybe he's also obligated, Vaveitem shama, to bring over there the sacrifice. So that's the question. Is the one who inherited, does he have the obligation of bringing it on time? Tashma. Titani Rabbi Chia taught. The Pasuk says, when you take a vow, don't delay the vow. For God will demand it of you. Me'imach. From you. God will demand it of you. We derive from that, the Brisa says, Prat liyoresh, to the exclusion of one who inherited the vow. If he specifically, imach, he specifically took the vow, then God will demand it of him, but not his inheritor. But I thought we already used this word to derive zeleket shikhau pe'ah, that this word we learned a daf ago is there to tell us that with regard to leket shikha and pe'ah, the gifts to the poor, one is also obligated to bring it on time, because the gifts to the poor are always called he'ani imach. The poor that are with you. So when the Torah says, bring your vows on time, or God will demand it of you, imach, the imach is just like he'ani imach, to teach me that the gifts of the poor also have the din of bal te'acher. The Gemara answers, kari bei imach, ve kari bei mei imach. The verse says, mei imach, imach, with you, that's a reference to the poor. Mei imach, from with you, that's to indicate from with you specifically and not from your inheritor. That the one who inherits a sacrifice does not have the din of Baal Te'acher. Okay, instead of moving forward, let's take the last 2 minutes we have to review what we saw today. So what do we see? We saw that tzedakah one must give right away because the poor are there. Rava said that once one regel passes, he transgresses the asay of Baal Te'acher. We asked the question of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayas about the baby that was born on Pesach, and they didn't bring it until the next year Sukkis, and we offered two answers. Either it was ill on Sukkis, or else when it says they sacrificed the baby on Chag, it's a reference to Shavuos. That was Ravashi's answer. Rava then taught that after the three holidays pass, every single day one is in transgression. We asked what the Brisa says, if a year passes without holidays, holidays without years, he's in transgression. And it doesn't seem to say every single day he's in transgression. Answer, it's not focused on telling you how many transgressions he's going to transgress. It's focused on telling you at what point does the transgression begin. Then we analyzed it. We said, okay, how could you have a full year without holidays? We said, well, if we go with Rebbe, that a year is always gauged as 365 days. It could be in a leap year where he took the vow just after Pesach and the year is up just before Pesach. But according to Chachamim, how does it work? So he said it could work like Rabbi Shmaya. Rabbi Shmaya said Shavuos can fall out on the 5th, 6th, or 7th of Sivan, depending on whether Nisan and Iyar both have 30 days, 29 days, or one has 29 and one has 30. And then we say if he took the vow on the 6th after Shavuos, and the next year, Shavuos turns out on the 7th, then it turns out that a full year passed and three holidays did not. Then we asked who argues on Rabbi Shmaya. We said it is Acherim. Acherim say every year is off from its predecessor by 4 days and a leap year 5. And we concluded with Reb Zera's question, does an inheritor transgress Bal Te'acher? And we proved from the Pasuk, Mei Imach, from with you specifically, that Bal Te'acher is only applicable to the one who took the vow and not his inheritor.